Good evening. Thank you for attending the Dawn Diva Coaching evening radio edition of the Dawn Diva Coaching Radio Show. What we're doing is doing a quick check-in to see where we're all at with our levels and depths of vitality versus suffering and joining the dots. Part of this is part of the Renew You program that we're running, which is where you're starting to look at the different types of things that you need to be doing to renew you, brighten up your life, and also detox your life, and also getting and identifying your things that get you up and going, and making the renewals into your lives and vitality and whatnot. And part of that is between now and the next session, you should be able to keep a good record of what you have going on in your head, you know, feelings that arise, and notice the actions that lead to increased vitality or increased suffering. And the reason why I say that is that you got to know when things are either going great or they're going bad, or if you're just really feeding that monster that's inside of your mind, you know, that critter brain that makes you think of painful thoughts, feelings, urges, sensations, memories, and things that will show up from time to time or sometimes daily, depending on what you're going through. And the thing is, you just need to be able to recognize when you have increased vitality versus not having increased vitality versus actually, you know, not doing what you're supposed to do and seeing that, hey, maybe it's things that I did or those things that are thoughts that are feelings that show up. And this will lead to either enrichment in your life or it'll be improved health or well-being or relationships in long term, or they're going to be things that are not enriched and they become going downhill and you're seeing a whole hopeless rut type of thing, and where you're having decreased vitality and suffering that becomes a daily routine and becomes a woe is me type thing. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is be able to keep track of the things that you're doing, and then things that come around, like whenever you're doing those actions and whatnot, and those thoughts and feelings that show up that either lead to suffering or they lead to vitality. So it's depending on you, because with suffering, it's restricted or worsened areas of your life, drained in health and well-being, or hurting relationships in the long term. And then that's where you go into joining the dots. And that's where you're going to have to start thinking to yourself, what are the main thoughts and feelings showing up in my life? What are the problematic areas for me? And then write down the things under your body or your mind. And the reason why I say write these down, because under your body, you're going to have feelings, sensations, urges, cravings, symptoms, and physical illness. And then in the mind, you'll have thoughts, memories, beliefs, worries, and self-judgments. And part of that is that you're going to figure out exactly underneath the dots. It's going to stand for acronym of distraction, opting out, thinking, substances, self-harm, or strategies. And with that, you're going to be connecting those dots, whether it's mind-body or body-mind, and if you're going to be connecting those dots and figuring out what's a distraction, what's opting out, and what you're thinking of, and these substances and things like that that contribute to all of that. So we'll go over the D for the dots. With mind and body, you need to be able to sit there and say to yourself, is everything a distraction? How have you tried to distract yourself from these thoughts and feelings? You know, example, like if you're coping well with coping mechanisms such as TV, shopping, or anything else that makes you kind of happy in that interim or that moment. Then you have the O, which is opting out. We often opt out of things that, like, we either quit or avoid or withdraw from people, places, activities, and situations when we don't like thoughts and feelings they bring up for us. Most of those things, we need to identify what are you opting out of. Because part of that is asking yourself those questions that we asked the other day. And you need to be able to self-identify and self-actualize when you actually do withdraw from, you know, interaction with other people, places, things, or, you know, if there's certain things that give you unpleasant sensations and things like that. Therefore, you know what you need to be opting out of healthily and what you're actually doing, which is avoidance. Then the next thing is thinking. You need to be able to say, how have you tried to think your way out of it? Like, are you blaming others, worrying, rehashing the past, fantasizing, positive thinking, or problem solving, planning, criticism, or doing the what ifs, if only, why me, or not fair, or analyzing, or trying to make sense of it, or debating with yourself, denial, beating yourself up, you know, et cetera, the things that we tend to do. When we're not connecting the dots, we tend to ruminate and we continue to go around and around in circles, but we're not really making any progress in change or that change agent, or, you know, finding what's the agent provocateur in our lives
in causing us to have that level of we don't connect any of the dots. It's kind of like we're having like a whole flat line there, and then we're just trying to figure out like where does this make sense? Like make it make sense. And part of that is, you know, we get to that point that we start screaming in our life, you know? And it's just like even worse of a strain because you're like, after a while, then you want to just like slam the door on everything. And then you're feeling some type of way like, okay, God, you know, you find coping mechanisms. It might be going down to the bar, or you might be sitting up there thinking of getting your favorite sodas or your snacks and things like that, comfort foods, what have you. So let's pop a drink right quick and we'll sit down and we'll talk about it because you really need to connect the dots. And you don't want to get to the point that your life is like a bad cartoon and you're just starting to realize like everything's going downhill and just you can't even do anything about it. So we've written down a couple of different things to connect dots with, you know. And then you're going to move into substances, self-harm, and other strategies. That's where we were writing these things down just now. What are you actually doing in that actualization moment of thinking? Because substances, self-harm, and other strategies are things that we usually go to. And what substances have you tried putting into your body, including food, prescription medication? Have you ever tried self-harming activities such as suicide attempts, reckless risk-taking, or other strategies you think of, like excessive sleeping or excessive doing anything? You know, you have to have healthy coping mechanisms when you're connecting the dots. Because here's the thing, once you start associating unhealthy mechanisms to compensate for the bad feelings or the thinking that you're doing, you're no longer connecting the dots. You're just unhealthy coping. And that's where I was talking about, you know, people who go down to the bar and first thing they think of is, I'm going to buy me a drink, you know, I'm going to drown my sorrows and things like that. You know, after you've unpacked all these things and you walked out that door and you went down there to the bar and you're sitting up there like thinking, you're fine. Oh my God, you know, I've drowned my sorrows. Woe is me. Oh, why me? What if only I could have. You don't want to go through that. And then you have to think of strategies, you know. If you're being too over-rigid about different things, if you're inappropriately handling things, what have your strategies cost you in the terms of health, vitality, energy, relationships, work, leisure, and money, and missed opportunities, wasted time? Because you have to equate time as money. Everything has a level and depth of responsiveness. And that's where you take stock and then you have to look at, you know, what makes my heart sing? What makes me go into the levels and depths of things that get you in touch with what truly gives you joy in life? If it's kind of like if it asks you just for a moment to imagine you blissfully happy and being truly joyful, free and light of all cares and worry. You can't help but smile within out of anything extra, and you feel relaxed and at peace with yourself and your world. You may even feel a glow within a spaciousness in your heart. So in that, I want you guys to take, with these instructions, take 10 minutes or so quiet time, write down your answers in the spaces below. So we're going to write down answers in our spaces below as we go along. So just don't analyze while you're writing. If your answers seem overly simple, it's a good sign. Feel good to add an extra thing in your list that comes to days and weeks ahead. Because what you're going to need to know, and these are helpful tips and things like that. Think about back in your childhood, what were you doing when you were most happy? Think about five senses, sight, hearing, touch, feeling, and taste. How could you come up with one joyful thing in each sense? Examples like watching children playing dogs, hiking on a mountain, cooking, watching the world go out of your window, and then telling someone you love them, fresh sheets on the bed, or something completely different, whatever it is. Now, then add those joys into your life when you're going through your life goals of connecting the dots, and start trying to look at these things and say to yourself 1 through 10 of all these different things. And you say to yourself, I wonder, as you notice, as you look at the list, the common things, powerful messages, or surprises you can see. How easy are they to do? Why do you think you don't do them more often? Perhaps you're already thinking of ways you can bring some of these items into your life. Then you need to do one more thing in your wrap-up of this, is that you need to be able to say, what makes my heart sing and all the things in connecting those thoughts? Because if you don't do any of that, you're never going to get to where you have attempts, solutions, and then long-term effects, and then understanding the strategies that you've tried to control, avoid, fight with, change, or get rid of unwanted things or symptoms that you're having from bad things that you're doing for your strategies for coping mechanisms. Then the short term, what symptoms were reduced, and then long term, did the symptoms return? Did they worsen or increase, or are you finding long-term effects? What was this energy cost to you in terms of wasted time, energy, money, health, vitality, relationship? Has it brought you closer to a rich, full, meaningful life in the long term? And you want to be able to answer these different things like that before you get hooked. Because the main part about all of this is in this short interim session of coaching is to understand yourself, understand the mechanisms of life and the things that are going to cause you to actually do what you need to do and be able to like understand the depths and levels of perception of how to make sure that you get your life into a point of connecting the dots and vitality versus suffering and making sure you're reducing that level of suffering daily and getting into a level of get up, get out and do something, don't let the world pass you by, but you're allowing yourself to like have that motivation factors and seeing how your mind is working into that. So this is a sort of short session to sort all that stuff out and give you kind of key pointers on how to do that. So I'm hoping you enjoyed this session, and I'm going to take you out with some good music.